Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski coming to you again on this Tuesday with another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. I'm your host. As always, I am grateful that you are choosing to spend some of your day with me. Today, we're going down a little bit different road. Today, my guest is David Shaffrin, who is a serial entrepreneur, someone after my own heart there, and is the founder of this really cool dance immersive experience called Somo Loco. We're going to be talking about kind of the art of dancing, how you can use it for wellness, how you can use it to obviously increase your health and fitness as well, but also to give yourself a bit of a reset and an experience too. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Great to be here, Allison.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your story first.
Yeah. So I am from New Jersey. I don't come from a dance background. I don't come from a Latin background. I was somebody that was passionate about how to use technology and startups to help other people. So early in my career, I had the opportunity to start a health tech company out of MIT that did mobile eye testing. And, you know, we did it for 5 years. We helped millions of people around the world, you know, get eye tests. And at the same time, you know, I was like an active person. Like I had a hot red motorcycle and was a rock climber and, you know, like a very like type A achiever type. And at the same time, I kind of felt like I was missing some outlets to some of my more emotional side, my creativity, et cetera. And I got exposed to salsa dancing one night through a friend and was just struck by how joyous I felt, like in a way that I hadn't been feeling before. Like, frankly, I was feeling a little burnt out after years of doing startup. And
totally, relate to that.
Yeah. So it was just one of those kernels of truth where I'm like, wow, I feel something very real with this. I'm going to pursue this later. And long story short, I had like a week of hell where I had a breakup and I turned 30 and I left my company and I was like, I got to do something because I feel like terrible. And the only thing in mind was salsa dancing. So I jumped in and I knew that like dancing where I was in Boston wasn't the full thing. So I danced in Medellin, Colombia, was supposed to be a month, ended up being 5 months of full-time dancing, completely transformed myself through it. And from there, just decided to, you know, start Somo Loco to kind of give back to people the same experience I had while, you know, still being an entrepreneur of the ways and getting into dance, you know, in many other aspects of my life. And here I am running Somo Loco. Yeah.
I love it. You know, it's really not unusual for people who are very left brain to also be very creative and have kind of an art side to them too. So I think you basically just outlined that in your story, that creating businesses and working in the tech space, and now you're over here in the creative space. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it all felt very natural to me. People were like, you know, like you did a health tech company and now you're doing a dance immersion company. Like, what's that all about, man? I'm like, I'm just doing what feels right to me. And, you know, it's still creating.
Yeah, I love it.
Helping people creating. Yeah, it's all good.
I love it. So let's talk for a minute then. Let's start with that. Let's talk about dancing. So tell us, I know a lot of people listening are probably like, I'm not a very good dancer. I don't do it a lot. I don't really like, speak to that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, so people will often say I have two left feet. They don't say about me actually, but they say about themselves, right?
No, they do. Agree. They do.
They say that, and not to be cheeky, but I'm like, you literally don't have two left feet. Like you actually have a left foot and right foot. And I mean, all that's to say is that people have limiting beliefs around their ability to move and have this idea that dancing is about looking cool or looking good or, you know, showing a certain way that you're supposed to be. And that's actually not what dance is. Dance for me is a feeling art first, a visual art second. What that means is that the art of dance is how you feel when you do it, which means that it truly matter what it looks like. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying that looking bad is the point. I'm not saying that the visual art side of it is bad. Visual art is great. And it's great to be a performer and show it. But ultimately, we all have bodies. We all have emotions. And dance is a very native human thing to express yourself, to be who you are in the world, to release emotions. And it is for all of us. It is not just for certain people that happen to have come from a certain culture that encourages this movement, or for people who tend to be more athletic, tend to be more coordinated. That's not who dance is relegated for. It is literally one, just like singing is for everybody. Do I have to be good at singing to sing? No, but I can sing, right? Like I can participate, go to a, you know, like a religious congregation and sing. I can go to a concert and sing. Like, yeah, of course I can. 100% that I can sing. Of course I can sing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I think you bring up a really good point with that. And I want to dig a little bit here because I think you hit it on the head when you said it is a feeling first, right? It's like, that's really ultimately what we want to create with movement anyway. We're created to move as human beings. We're not created to sit still. So I love that you highlighted, look, we're creating a feeling first. Everything else is second.
100%. 100%. I mean, it's literally everything. So when we do our immersions, you know, the first thing is like, how do we make you feel a certain way so that you could then learn technique, learn how to do the thing? But the feeling is actually the most important thing. Now, how to transmit the feeling? Well, there's design to do that, right? And it's
totally
like, it's about place. Yeah. It's about sensory design. Like there's a lot of things that go into it that are people wouldn't notice unless they talk to me about it. But there's ways of helping people lean into a feeling. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. So what are some of the things that when people come to you to do these experiences, what are some of the things that they say? Like what piques their interest? In other words, I'm sure nobody is Googling a dance immersive experience, but they're obviously coming to you because number one, they're curious. And number two, they're like, this looks like fun.
Yeah. I mean, we get obviously people from many different motivations and how they find us is going to be through friends or the Google search or what have you. I'd say there's one bucket of people that, you know, they've already drank the Kool-Aid on dance and they want more of it. So they search for a place that they can do an intensive dance experience, an immersive dance experience, certain dance styles. So salsa is what we started with. It's our biggest immersion. So people who are searching, learning salsa or, you know, salsa immersive experience, that type of thing, they'll find us and that's what they're looking for. There's other people that, you know, have had dance as a bucket list item. And, you know, through hearing about us, they're like, oh, wow, I've always like thought it'd be cool to learn how to dance salsa or learn how to dance bachata or learn how to dance tango. So it's like a bucket list item to like do a trip and really like learn the thing, because what we offer helps people learn more in a week than several months of learning in group classes at home. I mean, that's just the beauty of the format of what we do.
Yeah.
There's other people that I would call like they're on their eat, pray, love experience, meaning they went through a bad breakup. They are burnt out for their company. By the way, those were like both of what my story was. I was like a double.
Yeah, winner. Totally. So, I can see that. Yeah.
A lot of people who are like, look, I don't feel good. This is going to give me the joy. This is going to be the flavor. It's going to be the affection. I'm like, hell yes. Like, I want that. And they come for that. And then there's other people who are like, hey, I want, like, I'm tired of just my normal vacationing and I want like an active small group travel experience. And this seems super fun. And, you know, of course, there's some attraction to the dance part of it, like on some level, because otherwise, why would you go with us? But the active social part of it is like a big draw for them.
I love that. I can see that. So the science geek in me wants to talk about like the physiological benefits, right? Like the physical benefits, like what would really help us improve our stamina and energy and all of that. Because a lot of people do dance as part of their health and fitness program. So, you know, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I mean, I think like some of the physiological benefits are like working out in general, right? You're going to help with your heart. You're going to help with your circulation. You're going to help with your endurance. I mean, it's all these things are true of dance. I think there's something additional that I actually didn't fully appreciate until we had somebody who was in their 70s on one of our trips recently who talked about the longevity benefits of dancing. And I was like, well, interesting. Like, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, I had to learn a lot in this week. So my brain was on fire. Like I had to be paying attention more than I ever needed to do, you know, doing some other vacation where it was just like autopilot. Like I'm just relaxing, right? Like this, I had to be really conscious.
Totally. I can
like,
see that.
Yeah. Super interesting that, you know, and yeah, of course it's true. Like you, like when you're learning anything, you have to be active.
Absolutely.
And the body connection is like really like everything when learning a new dance. And then I think another aspect of it, which is important to note, again, on the mental health side of it, we all know that it feels good to exercise. Exercise is part of, you know, mental health as well. It's actually been proven through research studies that dance is the most effective treatment for depression of all activities. In fact, they compare it against SSRIs and talk therapy, and it's more effective than SSRIs in depression, in talk therapy, in treating depression.
Yeah.
Just because. And it's just,
I would agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you've had the experience of dancing, you would understand that inherently. Yeah. You don't need a scientist to prove it to you. But the research, there's been many studies. In the past 6 months, there was a meta-analysis across many studies that summarized all the data that was been collected over years and demonstrated this point, this fact, that dance is more effective for depression than talk therapy or SSRIs, and more effective than weightlifting and other physical activities. And I think, you know, we can hypothesize of why that is, but I think the social aspect is actually a really big part of it. You're literally having a physical touch with somebody.
Yeah, so, and it's a feeling too, like what you said at the beginning of our chat. It's like you're, you know, for someone struggling with depression or something else, it only makes sense that you want to do something that's going to help elevate their feeling, right? Elevate their energy, you know, get them feeling good. That's the whole point.
100%. I mean, I think like there's layers to this, right? So let's go down the rabbit hole. In my view, there's many ways of distinguishing different types of dances. For me, the one way of distinguishing them is dances that have an essence that allow you to embody.
Yep.
And then other dances that give you freedom to kind of let go all your crap and come back. What we do currently at Soma Loco is the former. Salsa represents, to me, joy, flavor, and affection. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you want more of that in your life, you will get it by dancing salsa. You don't need to take pills. You don't need to read a bunch of books. Literally just go dance some salsa for a bunch of time and you will have those three things. You will activate in yourself. You will consistently practice it. You will live it with other people. You'll rewire internal state by doing it. If you want to have more sincerity, more passion in your life, tango is amazing for that. And just doing it.
Well, it's very expressive. Like when I think about watching tango in the movies or watching people who I know who are very experienced to do it, it's an expressive form of dance, right?
100%. There's something that happens inside of ourselves when we externalize, when we embody something, whether it's an idea or an emotion, that changes then our internal way of experiencing ourselves, right? That if I just said to myself, like, I'm joyous, I'm happy, I'm a joyous person.
Yeah.
I think there's something there.
Yeah, right.
And it's even more effective than when I have this music that is conveying this feeling, when I have someone right next to me who's also vibing in that same way, and we're doing it to each other. And as I'm doing it to them, they're reflecting it back to me and changing their internal state. And this has been studied and articulated from Western science to Eastern philosophy, even Western philosophy. It, you literally pick the background.
Yeah.
Speak to how embodiment helps us more deeply learn things over pure intellectualization. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Just listening to you talk, it's like this makes so much sense. So for the person listening who maybe is a little bit of a skeptic, or somebody listening who's, well, I'm not really a dancer, that's just not my thing. I mean, I think really what you just said is proof positive as to how and why dance can be so effective for anybody.
Yeah. Again, it's a human thing. We all have emotions. We all have bodies. And that's literally the ticket you need for entrance into this.
Yeah.
Your human and your body. Right. And emotions.
What do you ever get any pushback? Do you ever get any objections from people? Well, I would like to, but like, do you ever get anything like that? So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Celevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Celevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's different layers to the objections. Like, if somebody who's just like, oh, I
there like always this whole, is.
Yeah, like, do I have, I mean, there's like the two left feet part of like, oh, that's not for me. And then there's like, hey, Medellin, Colombia, Pablo Escobar. Like, I'm like, yes, Pablo Escobar was 30 years ago and that's completely transformed the city. So it depends which aspect of our experience they're pushing back on. But I think on the dance side, you know, I would just basically echo that. Like, I think people don't think it's for them. And maybe they tried once in their city, let's say New York, right? And it was a group class and it was very intimidating. And they felt kind of disconnected from the teacher and from everybody else. And they were just kind of like shamed a little bit. And maybe they went to a social and they also felt uncomfortable. And what I say about that is it's completely understandable. Yeah. And it's just like if you had a bad history teacher in high school and you say, screw history, not for me. Was it really the history or was it the teacher that kind of spoiled
exactly
it?
Right. Let's dig a little bit. Let's find out what's really going on here.
What's really going on there? And like it, and I just as an individual, as a person, I always am like curious why I have resistance towards anything. Because I hope there's some nugget of truth and beauty in all things. And so that's just how I'm wired. But I really believe that with like things of this kind of a sense of human, it's like there's a reason why you should have such resistance to dance and movement. It's literally part of being a human. We're literally moving all the time. And
absolutely.
It's part of emotion. You're, you know, expressing, processing who you are, right? So there shouldn't be a question about whether dancing is for you. It is for you. Period. That's not the question. The question is, do you have a limiting belief about it? Where did the limiting belief come from? Is it because you grew up in a culture that doesn't dance, which is a lot of us? Look, I'm that, right? I didn't grow up with dance. I come from a very heady, intellectual, you know, Northeast environment. Like, that's just not, I didn't do a kind of, you know, dance. It wasn't a career thing that I ever thought was for me. Like, this was for me. But yet, I always felt inside myself, it was probably a little dance thing. But like, no, there was more to it. Other things, as a guy, I thought dancing was a little feminine. I thought it wasn't for me. I can't. I'm not going to express myself in that way. Also, emotions for me as a guy growing up, emotions are not so. It's not for me. That's how it should be. Well, that was really unhealthy. But it took me a couple decades to figure it out. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I think our culture, you know, has buried the emotional experience into something as negative. I think we've made. You know, dance as something that is not celebrated as like part of our humanity. I think we've shunned it as like being lesser than the intellect.
Yeah.
And if you look at other cultures where dance is still part of what they do, you know, they seem a lot healthier. And I mean, this is my observations having lived in Latin America a bunch, right? I spent 3 years in Colombia. I spent a year and a half in Argentina years before that. I was in Brazil.
Right.
I think their fluidity and expression is a reason for why they have like this
totally
vibrancy.
Part of how they live, right? It's just kind of just part of their whole process where when you look at the culture that we have in this country, it's just very different.
It is very different. I think we're stuck in a lot of ways. I think we're repressed in a lot of ways. And, you know, the more that I think we come back to ourselves and can just let what's feeling natural express itself versus, you know, get into these ideas of how you should be, I think we're going to be healthier. And that's so much of what dance allows us to do is to come back to ourselves, because it's the most truthful thing you do when you're dancing. It's just, it's you coming out in that moment very directly. Yeah. There's no, like, sure, you could BS it. But again, when you go into the feeling of it all and you're really tapping into it, it's a beautiful expression of you. It's also a way of all your crap. So you can just feel good again, because we're all dealing with stress and BS.
Yeah, it's like, right.
Like, right, I have the space just to like be like me, express myself in the way I want to, with other people feeling the same way. And, you know, and it's profound for people. So, you know, I think the limiting beliefs are the biggest issue.
Yeah, I do
we
too.
Dance. Yeah. We can all dance. It's part of being human. Period. Period.
Yeah. Period. I like that.
Yeah. Period. Like that.
Very simple way to say it, right?
I think that's it.
So tell us then about the dance immersive experience. Like, walk us through the process. People listening might be interested. Like, tell us more about that.
Yeah. So it's 1 to 4 weeks where people from all over the world come to either Medellin, Colombia or Barcelona, Spain, where we host our immersions, focused on one style of dance. For people who spend more time with us, it could be multiple styles, actually. And the idea is in this week or in this 4 weeks, you will live and breathe this dance with a completely personalized experience. What does that mean? For each week, we have two of the best teachers in the country who are exceptionally loving and patient and professional and want the best for you to customize the dancing for you and your level. Meaning, if you're a total noob, we meet you where you're at. If you're very experienced and you want to become professional, we meet you where you're at. The whole program is made for you to embody the feeling of this dance, but also to be able to dance it so it could become part of what you're able to practice in the rest of your life.
Okay.
This is a whole experience. So it's, you know, everything from airport pickups to hotel to, you know, obviously the private dance classes for the whole week. Experiences, you know, that are, you know, unique and related to the local culture, and from like dinners to salsa radio stations, if it's salsa, milongas, if it's tango, like depends on the dance style. But it's meant for you to like have a really like patient, loving container for you to just let go and feel free to experience the beauty of each one of these dance forms in this culture in a really authentic way.
I love that. Wow. Wow, it just sounds very innovative and creative. So I give you a lot of credit for leaning into this cool thing that you're figuring out that you love and that you're like sharing it with other people. That's on point.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So how can people connect with you then?
Yeah, so we have Instagram, we have YouTube, we have our website. The website is somoloco.com. That's somoloco.com. Instagram is Dance Somoloco. YouTube is Dance Somoloco. So feel free to find us on its websites. If you contact us in any of the channels, I will ultimately see the message. Okay. I love to communicate people, love to help
people. How many times a year do you do these immersive experiences? Does it just like, do you have a certain number that you do a year? If people are interested, they can just reach out to you and get info, right?
Yeah, they can reach out and get info. We have group immersions where, you know, we basically say, hey, for this week, people from all around the world will come and join for that. And that's usually monthly. We also, on a rolling basis, take people for private immersions. So whether it's a couple or even an individual or a group of friends, birthday or, you know, a bachelorette party or whatever it is, we take private groups like literally all year. And that's also the same process, just messaging us and, you know, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, we do a lot of retreats and experiences here. So I'm a firm believer in like giving yourself an experience like that and kind of like immersing yourself and just, that's really how you change things for yourself. And you got to get out of your current environment, right? And do something different.
100%. I mean, you know, I think it's also how I'm wired too. I'm like, if I'm into something, I just want to deep dive. Like, I don't want to screw around.
Yeah.
You know, once a week, a little bit of this. It's like, look, if something resonates.
Yeah, you're either, just go all in. Jump in with both feet. Yeah.
Yeah, just jump in both feet. Because once you've done that immersion, then you've got enough there to continue it with the rest of your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's meant to be this thing that gives you this this truth and this training and this education that is enough that then you have something to move with in the rest of your life.
Love
and that's the point.
I love it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for talking to me today and sharing with my audience like what you're doing. It's pretty cool.
No, my pleasure, Allison. Great to be here.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, if you know, you heard us talk about all things dance. We talked about why you should be dancing, why it's a natural thing. And we talked a lot about what a lot of you are probably thinking. I have two left feet and I'm not really a dancer, so it's really not for me. So I really would encourage you, if what we talked about today really landed with you and resonated with you and you want to reach out and learn more about Somoloco, you can find David's links in the show notes. You've got his Instagram and YouTube, which are Dance Somo Loco, and his website too. So it sounds like they've got these experiences going on throughout the year, which, you know, we're a huge fan of because we do a lot of those types of things here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency as well. If what you heard today really resonated with you, and more importantly, you know somebody who you think would benefit from this chat, please feel free to copy the link and send it to them as a gift from me. We're on every major podcast platform there is, or you can come over to my site at www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L, and just hit the connect button and write to me and we will take care of it for you. As always, my DMs are always open. I love hearing from all of you. And just know I'm grateful for each and every one of you, whether you're listening to me today for the first time or you've been following me for a long time. We still consider you part of the family. So thank you for that. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, your one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.